Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.com. And now it's the Mike Calta Show.
.com/906 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You know, such a weird time in the market right now. If you're looking to sell a house or buy a house, you're like, I don't know who to believe it is. A buyer market, seller's market, people are moving to Florida, I can get a lot for my house. I don't know. Zillow tells me my house is worth $9 million, but I don't know who to trust. I know who to trust. You call Jeff Borum and the folks at Team Borum Keller Williams, because these are the guys that live here in the area. They are knowledgeable about real estate, and they can tell you what your home is actually worth, and then they can tell you what they can get for your home. In some cases, they've sold homes for more than $100,000 worth over the asking price. And a lot of people freak out because they sell their home so quick with Jeff, and then they're like, but we didn't have another home. Don't worry. Jeff will get you into a new home before you know it. They could even sell your home and say, hey, it's yours. You got it, but we can't move out until we find the new home. There's so many ways to do things that when you want to do it, you need to have somebody that's experienced and somebody you trust and somebody that lives here and knows the area better than anyone else. Go to teamborum.com. That's B-O-R-H-A-M. And you talk to Jeff Borum. You can call over there and say, hey, I was looking at your website and I saw some properties, some in the $300,000 range, some in the $1.4 million range, whether there's houses on it or just lots. Jeff sells it all. And say, I'm interested. Or say, look, I'm moving and I need to find a house really quick, or I need to find a bigger house. Our family's growing, like Mo. Maybe Mo wants to get a new house because he just had a little baby today. Congratulations, Mo. That's what you need to do. Call Team Borum today, and you can see an example of some of the people that have worked with Jeff and his team and what a great job that they do. And the best part is Jeff's one of us. He was out there at the birthday party at the Postcard Inn hanging out with us. That's how in touch he is with the area. He actually lives here, hangs out, and knows everything really well. TeamBorum.com. You'll get a whole bunch of team of people working for you to make sure you sell your home for the most amount of money, or if you're looking for a dream home, you'll get in and get into the right price. TeamBorum.com. Now, I know, Galvin, you watched the Olympics, you said, when it was on, right?
Yes, I did.
And I'll watch some of the Winter Olympics sometimes just because it... When we were kids, especially, and you only had five channels, you used to take over the television, and you had no choice but to watch bobsledding and all that other stuff. I don't understand I don't have, first of all, I don't have any skills, but I don't have the desire to be an Olympian. Like, I used to joke around and say I was going to learn how to be the best curler ever, because it would be the only thing I could really do in the Olympics. But the payoff is not there for the amount of training that you have to go through. If you're a girl and you're an ice skater and you start training as an ice skater at 3 years old when you could finally stand on skates and you work all the way up to your 14 and that's all your dream is to be, what is your dream? What do you want? You want to win a gold medal, but for what? So you can hang it on the wall and stare at it and say, I represented the country and there's my medal. And then that's it. It's over.
Well, no, not necessarily, though.
Most of the athletes.
If you win a gold medal, though, you can turn that into a lot of other stuff. You can do public speaking. You can also do appearances at different ice skating things where they're going to pay you. You can get into the ice capades. You can actually compete in other stuff. There are a lot of other things besides the Olympics that they have competitions where you can win big money.
They have, like, the World Games and stuff,
maybe
too.
Ice skating was not the bad. Okay, ice skating, there are a lot of opportunities there post-Olympics. What about if you're a bobsledder?
Yeah.
Or something.
A curler.
Yeah.
Yes. Those certainly, yeah. Because, like, running, skiing, swimming, like, a lot of those have other things that you can definitely do. Certainly bobsledding and that type of stuff, yeah, I don't know outside of the Olympics what you're really doing.
Well, if you look like a Michael Phelps, he's got a whole line of Nike equipment and stuff that swimmers use.
So that's a good example. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I watched a documentary last night, and you may have seen it. It's on HBO. It's called The Weight of Gold.
Yes, I watched that.
Oh, my. Olympians hate their lives.
Really?
Like, most of those people that they talk to, first of all, it was like five suicides.
That's unfortunate.
I watched it and I felt so bad. And it's narrated by Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
And Michael Phelps is the one who's telling you all these things. I mean, he spiraled out of control afterwards with two DUIs.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think people get so focused on that, and you have to. You almost have to be that focused to become an Olympian and do that, that takes over your life. So then what happens afterwards, you're not in the spotlight anymore. You're not the Olympian. I mean, yeah, you still have that gold medal, but tell me who won gold medals this last Olympics, you know?
And the United States payout is way less than the majority of the country.
$1,700 a month is what they get. $1,700 a month stipend for while they're training to pay for everything.
Wow.
But I'm saying once you win the medal, like if you don't go to compete anymore, like you get a certain amount for winning a gold medal.
Right.
But compared to other countries, the United States payout is extremely low.
Wow. It says U.S. pays out $37,000 for a gold medal, $22,000 for silver, and $15,000 for bronze.
Now, think about this. You train your whole life. You win the bronze medal. You are the third best in the world. You beat all these other countries. You're the third best in the world. Name one bronze medal winner.
Mm-hmm.
Name one silver medal winner. They're in third place, and we don't even care about you. You're the third best in the world.
Well, the crazy thing is we really don't even know gold medalists unless you win multiple gold medals. Like Michael Phelps won multiple gold medals. You know, think about other people.
Simone Biles.
Biles, yes.
Yeah. It is very
You know, there's a handful that you can name.
Yep.
And then there are athletes like Sha'Carri Richards who didn't place and didn't do well, and I'm sure she will probably go on to do more things than most of the athletes that did.
Well, she took a stand.
Yeah.
She took a stand, and everybody kind of, you know, not everybody, but people kind of laughed at her. But then when you watch this documentary, you realize the mental anguish that these people are going through. They've been doing nothing but training for this their whole lives. And then you get to a point where you're like, it's like being a child actor, where you're cute for all these years and everybody loved you, and then you went through puberty and nobody cares about you anymore. And the way Michael Phelps was breaking it down, I don't know why even he would do it. You're like, you get $1,700 a month, and then when the Olympics are over, even that stops. Now you have no money. This one girl was like, I won a gold medal in gymnastics, and a week later I worked at a Smoothie King. She's like, that's just how it goes. And she's like, I have a gold medal, and I'm working at Smoothie King.
For a lot of pro athletes in general, like, there's guys in the NFL that work their entire life to get to the NFL, and they play one or two seasons, and then they're done. That's it.
That is, And, you know, I always stick up for those guys because people are like, man, that guy played. Like our man Styles White, he worked at Wawa. Remember, we were busting his balls about that in the very beginning. But Styles has done more than 98% of men in the world. He played in the NFL on a professional level for as long as he did. That's something he has that only nobody could say.
And a lot of these guys that when they're done with the league, they're like 25 years old.
Right.
Yeah, but there's also, what do you do now? You know, it depends on the personality. What do I do now? Now I start training people and go, listen, I made it to the NFL. I can help you get there. I can show you what you can do. Yeah, and there's a lot of people that can do that. You can do public speaking. You can do a lot of different things. I mean, yes, the door's not open for everyone because there's a ton of people that, had that story where they played, you know, for a cup of coffee in the NFL and then they were done. But it all depends on what you want to do. And, yes, I have to imagine, though, that as far as your psyche goes, your singular goal in life and now it's over. That's why you see boxers almost never retire. Can you imagine you're the heavyweight champion of the world? You're the best in the world. You fought everyone that had to fight, and you're the best. You're the champ. You have that belt. You retire, then you're like,
What do I do now?
Isn't as cool as it was before. Like, everybody, I was the heavyweight champ. Now I'm retired heavyweight champ, you know, and there's a new guy in there now. Yeah, so then they come out of retirement, and that's what happens a lot of times.
I still got some left in the tank.
Sure, yeah.
No, that is a problem, but the problem was, like, this woman was saying, when you have a medical problem, you have a medical staff that you go to as far as an Olympian. You go to them and you say, I'm not feeling good at this. And then they send you to, whatever doctor you need. But when you go to them and you say you have mental issues and you're not feeling good mentally, they blow it off because they don't really. They're like, well, you could probably find a doctor in your insurance plan in the area.
Yeah.
They told one girl that. And then another girl, her father was dying. And she was like, I want to go home. My father's dying. And they're like, if you go home, you're our only chance of winning a medal. You're going to ruin everything. And she stayed, and her father died. And she missed out. And that same girl is best friends with the guy from the bobsled thing who got so depressed, he killed himself. She's like, she found his body. I'm like, oh, this is too much.
Not having a good year.
Yeah, I was like, there's no, none of those Olympians were happy. And then they just showed a bunch of them at the end who had all killed themselves. And I thought, man, it's just, I think the pressure of that is so bad that, you know, you're training to be an Olympian, you're training to be an Olympian, and then you train, you win, you don't medal, and then you're like, well, now I'm a loser? Like, what's the deal there, you know? I don't know. I didn't like it at all. I felt so bad for those people.
Like, if you come in fourth place, no medal, and it's by like a tenth of a second.
And you're the fourth best in the world. Yeah. In the world.
But yeah. No one cares, and no one will remember your name.
It's unbelievable. All right, we have some stuff to give away. The 800 lines are open, 800-771-1025. The Weight of Gold is what that is called, and I believe it's on HBO if you want to watch it. I just stumbled upon it last night, and it was I kept falling asleep and waking up and watching like a couple of minutes or whatever was on. I watched that show. I watched probably a half hour of that, and then I fell back asleep and woke up, and it was a show about a guy and his son. This was a real one eye. I couldn't even tell if I was dreaming. It was a guy and his son, and he bought him a Halloween costume. And he walked in, and the son jumped up and had his back to the dad. And he's like, what's up? It's time for dinner. And the kid's like, no, Dad, go away. And he's like, what's wrong? Is everything okay? And the kid's like, I have an erection. And he's like, all right. And he's like, okay, we'll come inside when you're ready. You know, and he didn't. He used it as an excuse. The dad caught him trying to try on a Wonder Woman costume.
Oh, man.
The kid wanted to wear a Wonder Woman costume.
Was the kid taking out the trash at the time? Or is that...
Not yet, no.
No.
It was not
That's
a young,
the next.
It was not know. A young recyclone.
Yeah. Trying to decide if this was real or not.
That's my thing. I was like, then the next scene, they're sitting in the living room, and they're talking, and he's like, I don't want to be Iron Man. I want to be Wonder Woman. And I went, what the hell am I watching? Yeah, poor kid wanted to be Wonder Woman.
You know what that reminds me of? My brother told me he just ran into one of my old roommates up in Destin, and he said who it was, and I go, and we at the same time texted each other the story so we know who it is. There was a guy that I was a roommate with, and one time I came home, and he goes, No, don't come in here. And I was like, what? And then I was like, what is going on? And he goes, just hold on. And I was like, okay. And just like waited, and then I saw him run past whatever. He was in there masturbating. He was like in the family room. He was like, no, don't come in here. I was like, oh, brother.
Remember there's an age where that's like the most horrific thing in the world.
Yeah.
And then you get to a certain point, you'd be like, oh, see you guys later. I gotta go finish one out.
He was running around blowing out all the candles.
All right, Carmen.
Yes.
Carmen.
Yes.
What do we have to give away today?
So many things. We have tickets for the Gasparilla Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning versus Predators.
That is tomorrow night.
Thursday night. Yep. We have tickets for Mike Kalta's pregame tailgate on the 10th of this month.
Yep.
Steve Vai Summerland tour and tickets for TSO.
All right. You have a good choice of tickets. We got a bunch of things to give away, so I'll play a couple of rounds of Who's Tweeted It right now.
Let the tweeting begin. It's time to play Who's Tweet Is It Anyway? On the Mike Kalta Show.
All right. I will read a tweet from somebody who is on the bone on air staff. You guys try and figure out first one to get to three will win themselves or win a prize for somebody who is online there. Oh, my God. For the love of God, stop texting.
Jesus Who's texting Christ. You? Who's texting you?
He's not texting me. He's texting somebody else who I am on a text chain with.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, who so I what? Don't want to talk to, I'll tell you.
Oh, I don't want to know.
No, not yet.
I want to know.
I'll tell you off air.
Wait.
Stop it. Too much. All right, here we go. First tweet. Is it normal to lose interest in sports as you get older? I still watch, but I don't care as much.
Done.
Mike's done.
Done.
Spanish done.
Done.
Carmen's done.
Done.
And Gio is done. All right, Gio, I will start with you. Whose tweet is that?
Drew Garabo.
That is Drew Garabo. Spanish, what do you think?
That is a sloppy hoppy.
A sloppy hoppy, sloppy hoppy. Mike Kalta, who you got?
That is hoppy.
You say that's hoppy. Hoppy, 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 hoppy. And Carmen, who do you think it is?
That is a sloppy hoppy.
Yeah, damn it.
Oh. Well, you never know. You might be right.
No. Loser.
Yeah, you are.
In this case, you are right. You're a loser. Everybody got it except for Gio. That was a sloppy hoppy.
Who's texting you?
Jesus. All right, another one.
Let me just yell at them, whoever it is.
This is has a picture of a turntable, and it said, "I need everyone," in all caps, "that owes," all caps, "me money," all caps, "to pay," all caps, "up. I need everyone that owes me money to pay up." And it has a picture of a turntable.
Done.
Carmen's done. Gio's done. Mike's done. Spanish is done. Spanish. Whose tweet is that?
I went with racist tweet, racist Mo.
How is it racist? I don't know, but all right. Mike Kelta, who you got?
I went with, I just had a baby and I need all the money I can, Mo.
Oh. All right. Carmen, who do you think it is?
I also thought it was racist and from Mo.
Okay. Yes. And Gio, what do you got?
Broke-ass tweet from a broke-ass Mo.
Oh, wow. Everybody going with Mo and everybody got it right.
Yeah.
That is correct.
We're getting good at this.
By the way, but you guys got it in a weird way. He's not asking for money because he's broke. He's asking money for a $4,000 turntable. And he just had a baby.
Oh. Because why didn't you have $4,000? Can't you just buy like a $40 one that work the same?
Yeah, but you don't hear the grooves.
He's not scratching.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one. By the way, a three-way tie, possible FTW for Mike, Spanish, and Carmen.
Let's do this.
Gio has 1 point currently. Next tweet. Does Google really need to advertise? Anyone Bing anything lately?
Done.
Mike's done.
Done.
Gio's done.
One more time.
Does Google really need to advertise? Anyone Bing anything lately?
Done.
Carmen's done.
Done.
Gio, who you got?
I think that's you, Galvin.
You say that's me. Carmen, what do you think?
I, too, think that's you.
You, too, think that you. All right. Spanish, who you got?
I thought it was Johnny B.
Johnny B. Mike Kelta.
I went with the guy who likes to bring up Bing every once in a while. That's you, Galvin.
You say that's me.
For the win.
For the tie win.
Woo-woo!
Because
it.
Carmen and Mike both got that right. They are tied with three apiece.
Three up, three down.
Let's have a runoff.
Run it off.
All right, here we go. Running it off with your next one. Spanish and Gio, you're on hold.
What?
This is for Carmen and Mike to see who wins this game. Phil Simms is so much better in his new role in the studio on NFL on CBS.
Oh, done.
Done.
One more time.
Phil Simms is so much better in his new role in the studio on at NFL on CBS. Mike's done.
I'm done.
And Carmen's done. Gio, you're up. Carmen, possible FTW. Who you got?
He likes sports. That's Johnny B.
You say that's Johnny B. Mike Kelton.
Unfortunately, I also picked Johnny B.
Unfortunately, you're both wrong. That was a hoppy hop.
Yep.
All right, well then, Gio, we'll give away.
Gio goes
back in. I'm back in.
No.
I got it right.
We'll give away two prizes right there. Carmen, pick a line.
I will go 2.
Line 2 is Dale. I will take line 6. That is Jake, and we'll play another round.
All right, here we go. Next round. This has a picture of a dancing bear, and it says, "I logged off of TikTok for this. Hashtag go Bucks."
Done.
Well, it's actually, I'm sorry, let me explain. It's a video. It's a little GIF of a dancing bear. It says, "I logged off of TikTok for this. Hashtag go Bucks." Gio's done. Spanish is done.
Done.
Carmen's done.
Done.
And Mike's done. Carmen, you tied for the win on the last game. I will ask you first, whose tweet is that?
I know he's been making a lot of TikToks lately. Johnny B.
You say that's Johnny B. He's TikToking?
Yeah.
He's been TikToking. Two-timing TikToking?
TikToking.
Mike Kelta, you also tied for the win. I will ask you next, who do you think it is?
I was in doubt, therefore I will Kunst it out.
All right. Spanish, who you got?
I went with Sloppy Hoppy.
I'm Sloppy Hoppy. Sloppy
Geo, who do you think it is?
Hashtag Go Bucks. That is hashtag Johnny B.
You say it's Johnny B as well. Carmen and Geo say it's Johnny B, and they both get a point. Very nice. I don't know what the dancing bear. Well, I guess the dancing bear is like a TikTok thing, maybe. All right, here we go. Next tweet. Those weird animations that NFL on Fox insist on using are demonic.
Done.
Geo's done.
Done.
Carmen's done.
Done.
Spanish is done.
Done.
Spanish. Whose tweet is that?
I went with a Sloppy Hoppy on that one.
Sloppy Hoppy? Sloppy Hoppy?
Sloppy
Hoppy. Geo, you sounded confident. Who you got?
100% FTW. That is Hoppy.
You only have one. Hopper. Carmen, who do you think it is?
I was in doubt, so I will kunst it out.
Mike Calta, who you got?
I am wrong. I went with Geo.
Oh, yeah.
You are wrong, but Carmen is right. That was Will Kuntz.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Carmen has two. Geo has one. Mike and Spanish are the same. They have zero.
I got to follow Will.
You're not following him? That's not very nice. All right. Next tweet. Here we go. It has a picture of Buffalo Trace whiskey, and it says, "The weekend begins."
Done.
Mike's done. Geo's done.
One more time.
It has a picture of a bottle of Buffalo Trace, and it says, "The weekend begins."
Done.
Spanish is done.
Done.
Carmen's done. Mike Kelta, you answered fast. Who you got?
Fake whiskey connoisseur Mo.
You said it's Mo. Geo, you're fast too. Who you got?
He should have said the next 18 years have begun. That is Mo.
You said it's Mo. Spanish, what do you think?
I also went with one Mo.
Interesting. Carmen, possible FTW, who you got?
So, I originally went with the show's alcoholic, Spanish.
Yeah.
But then...
Spanish?
There's a long line.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of us. Yeah. So, but then I remember, he doesn't really tweet that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I changed it to Mo.
Oh, so everybody went Mo. Interesting. Everybody gets a point, and Carmen wins again. Carmen, the big winner today. Nice. Very nice.
The big Stromboli. Carmen, who are you playing for?
I will go line three.
Line three. Line three belongs to Kim. Kim, good luck. Congratulations to you. You'll have your choice of tickets, which include the tailgate and a whole bunch of other things. We'll have more opportunities for you to win tomorrow on the program. Thank you for playing. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about my Sleep Number bed. I am enjoying sleeping in my Sleep Number for so many reasons. One is my consistent amount of sleep that I'm getting. Because once I get in there and I get myself totally comfortable with a little bit of an elevated feet and a little bit of the elevated head and a nice cool mattress, I can sleep comfortably throughout the whole night, and it certainly helps because I don't get a full 8 hours of sleep. But I can tell you that the sleep that I am getting is quality sleep, deep REM sleep, and I feel great doing it. And you should be getting in the same routines and doing the same thing in order to get quality sleep, because when you don't, if you don't have good sleep and it's not consistent, your immune system weakens, and you can literally get sick from not being able to get your body well rested. You can't meet the challenges of the day. The Sleep Number bed definitely helps me do that. And if you are somebody that is looking for proven quality, life-changing sleep, don't miss the final days of the weekend special. You can save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. It all ends this Monday, and you can only find it at sleepnumber.com or the Sleep Number store near you, which you can also find at sleepnumber.com. You get in there, you tell them you heard me talking about it, you want to get the good quality sleep, you want to adjust, they'll let you try it out right there in the store, and you'll find the bed that is right for you. It is a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details and the store near you, and tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. We will take a quick break. It is the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.